Welcome to the Abs Challenge. Here's a short sequence to get us going for the month. Let's start lying on the back. So once you get yourself lying back on your mat, draw the knees up into the sky, soles of the feet touching into the mat. And the feet are about hip width apart, pretty much lined up with the glute or sits bones. So the feet are flat into the mat, knees are pointed upwards, bent. And here we're just going to work on a real important feature with all our core work, is we're going to draw the navel to the spine. Just pull the navel to the spine and press the low back into the earth, eliminating any space between your low back and your yoga mat. So just practice that, pulling the navel in, squeezing, pressing down, creating strength. This is key for all core strength in the exercise. It's very, very important. So you can try that a few times, pulling the navel in, engaging, pressing, squeezing down to the mat. So when I say later on in various poses, when I say navel to the spine, you're going to create that same type of sensation. Now bring the knees over the belly, push the legs up into the sky, arms back past the ears. So you're in a supine L shape with the soles of the feet to the sky, arms back past the ears. And here we're just going to take it through a one breath sequence. So we're going to exhale, draw the knees to the belly, hands around the shins, keep the head and shoulders into the mat, and just squeeze, keep all the air out, pulling the navel into the spine. Then inhale, get the legs up and arms back past the ears. That's one. Retain the breath. Then exhale down, knees to the belly, hands around the shins, keep the head and shoulders to the earth, squeeze, keep all the air out. Inhale, extend the legs up, retain the breath, arms back. That's our second one. Go a little more quickly. Exhale down, squeeze, pull every muscle into the earth, hold just like you did on the prior two. Inhale up, retain the breath, lengthening, arms back past the ears, find your L shape. Exhale down, knees to the belly, hands around the shins, hold, squeeze. Inhale up. And exhale down, squeeze, hold. And relax, easy, good. Now cross the ankles, catch the opposite foot, and we're just going to do a simple roll-up into table. So roll onto the shoulder blades and exhale and roll forward into table position. So now you're up onto your hands and knees. So your knees are now hip width apart and your palms are straight into the earth. Arms are parallel to one another and perpendicular to the earth. Now again, you're going to pull that navel to the spine without rounding that back. Get that navel high. Squeeze without rounding. Nice flat spine. And inhale the left arm forward, palm facing to the right side. Hold. Squeeze in that position. And hand down. And then bring that right arm forward, palm facing to the left. Squeeze. Hold. And down. You're back into table position. Good. Now you're going to keep that right hand into the earth, and you're going to swing that left leg back. So now the hips are stacked, and your left leg is parallel to the earth. And then slowly you're going to bring your right arm up into your left arm up into the sky. So right palm to the earth, left arm to the sky, left leg is parallel to the mat. And then like a fan, or like a pump, start squeezing that left leg and bring it high to the sky and low down to the earth. Just keep pumping that left leg up and down, feeling it along the sidewall of the abdomen on your left side. Just keep pumping that leg, squeezing the bones of that leg, pushing out through the soles of the feet, and you're pumping high as you can, low as you can. And then hold steady, level off the leg. Drop back down into table position, nice easy rest breath. And then extend the right leg back, open the heart to the right side, right arm up to the sky. Get your positioning. And then start pumping freely on the right side, as high as you can go, as low as you can go, squeezing that leg, pushing out through the soles of the feet. Good. You're going up and down fast, squeezing that. And then you're going to hand to the hip, steady the leg, and drop into table position. Good. So now you're going to step back into plank. The arms are straight into the earth. You step back into those curled toes, and you hold your plank. Again, engage your core. Pull the navel to the spine. Try and be like a perfect line from heel slightly ascending up through the shoulder blades, a nice clean line from tailbone to crown. Not keeping the chin too close to the sternum, chin a little bit free, eyes down to the earth. You're holding your plank. Now bring your right leg about 6 inches off the mat and swing it to the outside. And then bring that leg back to center and down. Bring the left leg up, swing it all the way to the outside. Take it back center, down. And now draw your hips back up to the sky into downward facing dog. So now again, you're pulling that navel in. You're getting that nice, good core lock. This is the Manipur chakra here sometimes. So you just pull the navel to the spine, peeking the tailbone to the sky, and just keep pulling that navel in, engaging. Good. Holding that core. Take that left leg way up into the sky into three-pointed downward dog, and then slowly drop into a three-pointed plank. So now you have your elbows, shoulders, and wrists stacked. The left leg is still slightly elevated. And then draw yourself all the way back up into a three-pointed downward dog. Let that left leg come down. Bring the right leg all the way up to three-pointed downward dog. Drop it into a three-pointed plank. Hold steady there. And back up into a three-pointed downward dog. Good. And then let that foot come down. So now you have four limbs on the earth. You're into downward dog. Pull that navel in. Squeeze that core. And then relax down into plank. Hold down into plank there. Steady your stance. Drop down into dolphin plank. So now you're on your forearms. And you got that spine is parallel to the earth. You're squeezing your thighs. You're trying not to sag through the hips. Bring the left leg up 3-4 inches. And down. Right leg up 3-4 inches. And down. One more round. Left leg up. Hold steady. Try and be motionless through the hips. Foot back down. Right leg up. Hold steady. Hold, hold, hold. And foot down. Good. Draw the knees to the earth. Rock, bring those hips back. Walk the forearms back and draw yourself into child's pose. Rest it down. Relax. Release. Come on up to table. Roll. Swing both knees to the left. Extend the right arm. Take it into a lateral position. And then roll onto the back. And now you can either stay in Shavasana for a minute to rest, or you can repeat this whole sequence and do the whole thing again. This gets us going started for the plank, for the abs challenge. That's what it is. This is the abs challenge for November 2014. And this is the first of what we hope to have many recordings for you. And they'll be ascending in intensity and engagement. Okay. Enjoy. Namaskar.